Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the jewels.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Southern California. I'm just loving this terrific Sunday afternoon in paradise. And I know that wherever you are listening to this, you are in paradise too. So thank you so much for joining me tonight, because I am so excited to introduce to you a really, really tremendous person by the name of Kristen White. I don't know if you've heard of her. She is an intuitive medium, and she's extremely gifted. And she is also on the Law of Attraction Radio Network with her own show called Reporting Live from the Universe with Kristen White. You're going to love tonight's show. So if you have a question, go ahead and call in. We'd love to talk to you. And I was going to play a short station identification, but I see that I have lost my little technical thing here, but that's okay, because I'm just going to tell you where you can call or where you can visit and where you can download all of these tremendous shows, all on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. You know, you don't need to be listening to all of this mainstream media. You just don't need to, and you don't need to be getting upset about it. If you really want to be a conscious creator, then stay in the mix here and listen to Law of Attraction Radio Network. Stay motivated, stay inspired, just feel good and be in that place where you can create the absolutely wonderful life that you deserve to have. So keep tuning in to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. We love your energy here. We absolutely do, and we are thrilled with every single person that comes in and downloads the show, and it's amazing. We have people from all over the world, Australia, Belgium, everywhere, just tuning in, and oh, it's just wonderful. So let's get going. I want to let you know that real fast, next week we're going to have Jeff Brown with us again, and with his terrific book called Soul Shaping. You know, we had Jeff on last year, and the response was so incredible, and I wanted to bring him back because his book has just gone into the second printing, and we're really excited about it. I got to tell you, I got so many emails about how wonderful Jeff was, so I'm delighted to bring him back. And also, after that, we're going to have internationally known Eric Pearl on the show, coming and talking about this brand new intensity of energy that is opening up to our world right now. This is really, really exciting stuff, and I think that probably I want to ask Kristen about this too as well, because she is an energy expert to the max here. So I want to delve into that a bit. But it's just such an exciting time to be in life. All of this expansion of consciousness. You know, we set our attention back, you know, like in the year 2000, and with all of these harmonic convergences and all of these, you know, these meditations that go worldwide. And it's shifting the consciousness, and my God, it is wonderful to be alive. So exciting. So get rid of all that depressing stuff and just get into the joy. This is exactly what we came here because we wanted to experience this time right now, and I'm just thrilled. So I'm going to bring Kristen out right now because she is just the person that we need to hear from. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She is a former investigative TV reporter for the major news networks. And here I just talked about mainstream media. Sorry, Kristen. And she brings her investigative approach to all of her teachings. She's an incredible life coach. She's like an intuitive medium. She's the founder of the Energy School in St. Louis, Missouri. She's an author of this really terrific book called Mystic in a Minivan, which I've got to ask her more about. She studied with a wide variety of spiritual teachers. She's a Reiki master, a Sixth Sense sensory practitioner certified by Sonia Coquette, an angel therapy practitioner certified by Doreen Virtue. She's also, get this, she's also a recognized medium and daughter of Casa Dom Ignacio de Loyola. I know I was going to screw that up, but anyway, it's better known as John of God. You know, she is incredible. Besides all that, she's coming on the cruise with us, and she's going to be teaching stuff from her new course called Spirituality Bootcamp. I just love this lady. I'm so thrilled she's on the network. So, Kristen, I love you. Thank you for being on the show tonight.
Wow, Jewel, that was like an I love you man from the universe. Thank you.
Wow. When I get excited, there's nothing that can stop me. I just, this is wonderful, wonderful. And I've got so many things to ask you.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. You know, I agreed with what you said before that we always have opportunities to have more joy in our lives. So the universe is always sending us an invitation in so many different ways. And I really encourage all of you listening to accept those invitations and to choose joy, because that is the most powerful vibration that Eric Pearl is talking about. You have to think about stars and that the light that comes in from stars, it takes years, light years, to get here. It's the same with these high energy vibrations. So as we move and evolve and we raise our vibration, we are rising up to meet these new rays of energy. And the way to connect to that is through your joy. So there you have it.
How wonderful. I love that. I love this. Okay, now let's get into a little bit of history about you. Now, have you always been intuitive, or is it something that you've developed?
I think I've always been intuitive, but like a lot of people, not necessarily honored it or recognized it for being intuitive. And I had several years ago a really wonderful opening to my intuition that came into play after an extended practice, a daily practice of meditation. And, you know, all of us are intuitive, and sometimes it just takes that spiritual practice to really open it up.
Wow. Wow. So you that was a couple of years ago. In the meantime, though, you've been studying from all of these phenomenal teachers. I mean,
yes, I'm
blown away.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm definitely a student of life. You know, when I was a news reporter, I just loved telling other people's stories. And so that just naturally evolved, you know, and so that I would read different books about people's stories and was just fascinated with several of these teachers, Wayne Dyer, Sonia Chiquette, Doreen Virtue, Eric Pearl. I mean, it just goes on and on. Carolyn Mace. And so after reading their books and so forth, I thought, I need to meet them. I would like to study with them and see what they have to offer. And so I have. I've studied with Carolyn Mace, Doreen Virtue, Sonia Chiquette, Brian Weiss, just a lot of really amazing individuals.
Wow, and so you've been able to really bundle up all of that knowledge and start the Energy School.
Yes, that's exactly what the energy school is. I noticed that there was a need for a bridge between all of these phenomenal teachers and then people who just have no awareness that these individuals exist or that this type of information is out there. So originally I just started teaching classes targeting just an everyday person, you know, who had never really considered that there was this option of expanding your spirituality in a dynamic way to, you know, really enhance the magic in your lives.
Oh, yeah. You're right. There is a huge need. I love this idea. I mean, I wish you had this school all over. This would be fantastic.
That's exactly what we're doing. Do you know that's exactly what we're doing? We're creating an online university.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. So it started, you know, with a local bricks and mortar place here in the Midwest where I live. But right now, even as we speak, we are creating an online university where people from all over the world can come in and take the classes and things of that nature. So hopefully by January or February of next year, we will have a wide variety of open options for people to sign up for.
Fabulous. So is it like interactive that people will be able to, with the classes?
Yeah, there'll be webinars with lectures and then question and answer and then participatory type things. I mean, we're just really looking at all the different options and the technology that's available. I know you have your virtual, what exactly is that called? It's like Law of Attraction Virtual World or?
No, it's the University of Attraction. Of Attraction in Cyrus World, which is Create Your Reality Self.
Wow.
And we're getting a lot of, I guess there has been a lot of scientific documentation that when you go into Cyrus World and you have your own body, you begin to identify with it mentally. So that people that go in there, they often lose pounds. Like since I've been playing in there, I've lost 20 pounds. Because I'm identifying with this drop-dead gorgeous body that I created. It's so much fun. And then other people actually will build their homes, beautiful homes, in this virtual world. And it's really strange, but it's like we can experience the feeling of it being, so it just makes everything manifest at a much higher speed physically. It's just amazing. Some of the stuff that's happened to me while being in it, it's just, wow, it's just amazing. So I guess that's why, I mean, we can identify. That's the fun part of the Cyrus World, besides we get to get on the boats and go take the boat around the ocean, around the island, and we can go swimming and breathe underwater, or we can jump off of cliffs and still survive. You know, it's just like we could go to the top of a mountain and just sing out. And it's just so much fun. But anyway, that's what it's just a fun place to where we are putting together some courses that people can take there as well. So we'll have to combine.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. That just sounds really dynamic and amazing, and that's the type of courses. You know, I think I look at the Energy School very similar to Law of Attraction Radio. It's that you've set up this wonderful space where people can, I call it, plug into the universe and then express out. And so that's the same thing with the Energy School. So I really encourage any teachers who are listening who would like to have a forum with which to teach their material, just send me an email and you can be part of this growth, this tremendous growth that we're having around the Energy School.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. And you know what? There are thousands of teachers out there looking for a place that they can teach. I mean, I think this is incredible. I mean, this kind of online, isn't the internet wonderful? What would we do without it?
It really is. You know, we're moving much further away from the individual and moving more into the collective, into being part of a community. And the power is really through the community coming together. So that's my goal and my intention around the Energy School, is to create a wellness, a spiritual growth community where people can come together and share these ideas in really healing ways that are of service to humanity.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. That is really, really terrific. Let's talk. I mean, I wanna really understand the spirituality boot camp. This sounds very exciting. But you're teaching that on the cruise. Let's talk about that. What is it? What does that consist of?
Well, it is the seven basic principles of spiritual practice, and beyond religion. So the whole concept is that you can use any religious cultures or traditions or Native American practices or Tibetan mantras. You can use whatever you want within the framework of this daily spiritual practice. And some of those elements include gratitude, forgiveness, meditation, affirmation, prayer. I mean, they're the basics. You've heard them before. But what it is it's an interactive class for individuals who have either never really created their own spiritual practice or want some help or would like to, you know, get some more information. What you do is you come to the class and we help you create your whole program. So when you leave, you're not leaving with, oh, a list of some notes that someday you'll go and figure it out. You have your prayers written. You have your vision board created. You know what your gratitude statement is. You know, it's a lot of these law of attraction concepts, but we actually do them. We get in there. We have a lot of energy, and we sing and we dance, and we really make things happen, and we shake things loose. And again, it's working in that community to create a powerful daily practice. And I just keep saying that over and over again, but that's what really works. I did this daily practice for several years now, and you know, even in the first year that I did it, I, like you, I lost 50 pounds. I wrote a book. My intuition blew wide open. You know, it's just, and every, you know, couple of months after that, it's just the amount of energy and growth that comes from daily practice is amazing.
Yeah, and it makes living so much easier, doesn't it? It's like things just flow to you. Opportunities just, wow, it's amazing.
It's just right in front of you. I mean, I really think that the law is of the universe, of everything being magnetic, is so true. And so when you get in the right vibration, when you are in that powerful flow of attraction, that life does become completely effortless.
And that's true. You know, with the cruise, to me, that's just, it's evolving. Every day the cruise is evolving more and more. It's now what we are doing. I want to let everybody know, because I just think this is so fantastic. You know, Kristen's going to be on board. She's an energy expert, a Reiki master. We've got all of these. We've got like 12 energy healers on who are going to be giving workshops. But what we're going to be doing at the very beginning is really turning on the energy, because truly I think it's going to be just so transformative for everybody just through the energy. Can you just picture in your mind 12 healers focusing on energy with all of these people? My goodness, it's going to be incredible. Talk about a huge vortex.
That's exactly right, Jewel. And you know, the most important thing about that is our intentions. And
you
have set such a wonderful intention around this cruise. It can't help but being magnetic and successful and vibrating positive vibes, so to speak, for everyone who will be on board.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that what is the way that kind of it's being structured is that we're going to be working first on releasing all of the old energy and the old thought patterns, and so that we can allow in all of this really tremendous great knowledge. And I think it's going to allow us to be able to retain it, so that when we walk off of the ship, it's just not there and we went to it. It's going to stay with us. Isn't that how the energy works?
Absolutely. We really need to do some housekeeping on our spiritual being if we want to shift our vibration. And that's part of the boot camp is, you know, by cleaning things out, by forgiving things, by letting things go, by, you know, that's really the first step. So you're exactly right about that, that you want to release things that no longer serve you, that aren't for your highest good, so you have enough space available for this whole new wave of vibration that is coming into your being. And if you're willing to do that, that, that your guides, your angels, the Ascended Masters, they will help you with this transformation in every way possible.
And I'm just going to say that I really believe that this is being orchestrated from a higher level because all of the stuff is flowing. But I'm always seeing the numbers 333 associated with the cruise. Now, I take that. Those happen to be the master numbers, aren't they?
Well, actually, 33 is the master number of the healer. So it's not surprising that you are seeing those numbers.
Yeah, associated with the cruise. So, yeah,
absolutely.
It's major, major energy transformation for all of us. And it's so good because we can actually get rid of some of those old thought patterns without actually having to go back and revisit them. I mean, before, remember in the days that we all took, like, psychotherapy for 11, 12 years? Well, guess what, people? Those days are done. We don't have to do that anymore.
You know what's really funny about the whole concept of psychotherapy, Jewel? If you think about it, it runs counter to the law of attraction teachings.
Yes.
Because the law of attraction teachings are that your thoughts, that your statements attract your reality. So if you're going to psychotherapy every day and complaining about your life or talking about things that aren't working, guess what happens? It works even less. So that's why, actually, talk therapy never really worked that well, and it just took forever because all you did is complain and attract that same vibration more.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why, you know, let's come together. Let's get healed. Let's go forward and enjoy life. I mean, it's here for us. And I'm just so excited about this cruise. I'm just dancing with joy. Everything that's coming together, it's just amazing to me, and I just love it. So, and I'm so thrilled that you're coming on. And Susan's coming on, too. Susan Carter, who is a co-host of yours, and I just heard your show driving down to San Diego yesterday. She is another intuitive, but she works with you quite a bit.
Yeah, Susan and I have been friends for quite some time, and she is a beautiful spirit. I mean, she is a meditation master. She has also studied with many master teachers, Byron Katie, Deepak Chopra. She's done shamanic work. She is also, we are both Karuna Reiki masters, which is the highest level of Reiki, and she has also transformed her entire life coming back from, you know, a very, what could have been, you know, a death sentence of an illness and just healing herself. And she is an inspiration to all. Yeah, she's
wow.
Wonderful.
And she's on Law of Attraction Radio Network now, and she has her own show called Clear Channel, as well as she's right before you on Thursday nights, right? So, you know, people listen to her, and then sometimes, like the last show, you continued on with your show doing that teaching on how to be intuitive, which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah, we did 2 hours of Intuition 101. That's one of the classes that I teach on how to open up your intuitive channels. And like I said, when we first came on the show, every single one of us is intuitive. And so we just need to have what I call the mystical toolbox full of techniques and ideas and understandings on how to recognize and maximize our intuitive channels.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a good show, by the way. I mean, I really did enjoy it. It really was great. I see that we have a couple of callers, but I really, really want to ask you about John of God. You are an official intuitive medium for John of God and a daughter. What exactly does that mean?
Well, the Casa of Dom Ignacio de Loyola is down in Abejani, Brazil. And it is probably one of the most powerful healing sanctuaries in the world. He's been doing it for 50 years, and he is a trance medium channel. So what that means is that he allows these spiritual entities, which are saints, doctors, ascended masters, to channel through his being, and they work directly to create and facilitate healings in the people who come through the CASA. And I was invited by a woman that I knew in December to go visit the CASA of John of God. And I didn't know what that meant, and I didn't know why I was going because, you know, Jewel, I don't even have an allergy. So I was like, why would I go to a healing sanctuary in Brazil? But it's funny because she invited me, and that night I had this really vivid dream. And it, you know, had a man in there speaking Portuguese and then other people around me. And it said, yes, you need to go to the CASA of John of God. And so I said, okay. I bought the ticket, and I went down there, and it was just a very powerful experience. So I went there not really knowing what to expect. It's just like what I talked about at the beginning of the show. You know, I accepted that invitation from the universe. And, you know, I had what was called a spiritual surgery. So they do, you know, spiritual surgeries down there where they will heal you mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally. And he also does these physical surgeries, which are, you know, really fascinating. They're not necessary, but they are for the non-believers. But
I've seen the CNN show with John of God and doing the actual surgeries. They are incredible because he will do open heart surgery on a person standing up. He's just magnificent. Well, or these entities actually that come through. So you're saying that they're not necessarily necessary. It's just for the non.
Well, I'm saying that yes, they. Well, you can have the surgery if you have a spiritual surgery. It doesn't have to be physical. Like they've done x-rays on people who've had the spiritual surgery and found internal sutures. You know, so the spiritual entities can move into you and make the necessary repairs without even, you know, breaking the skin on the body. They just go in there and do whatever their repairs are. And the healing time is pretty quick. I mean, there is a pretty extensive protocol down at the CASA. We could devote an entire show to the CASA of John of God. But what it means, to answer your question, to be a daughter or a medium of the CASA of John, just means that you are recognized by him and the entities as having a very special connection to the healing work and the community that exists down there. It's just a it is a powerful channel of service to the world.
Would you consider yourself like a medical intuitive?
Yes, I do a fair amount of medical intuitive work, and I can see energy patterns inside the body, and I can see inflammation, and I can also see sources of stress or illness.
Wow. And so then do you send energy, or how do you do it to facilitate a healing?
Well, actually, my intention around my whole practice and all the work that I do is that it is always surrounded by the healing energy of the angels, of the ascended masters, in addition to all of the Reiki. I do Tibetan energy healing. I do shamanic work. So I just create like almost like an energetic incubator. And so when I have someone who comes in, they're already in that healing space through the intention. And then, you know, we will do readings or channeling or whatever is necessary just to kind of give some information, some, support to that experience that they're going through.
Wow. Wonderful. And I do want to give out your website and your phone number so that people can call you, because you do private sessions as well.
Yes, I
do. I don't know how you find the time to do it, though.
You know, that's really my favorite thing, so I always have time for that. I really enjoy working with people individually, and also I just love teaching the classes. So that is my passion and my joy in this lifetime and my, you know, highest channel of service. I just love it.
So, and I can imagine you have this tremendous sense of love that's flowing through you, and I can imagine that's a very incredible experience to be able to heal like that. Is that correct?
Well, it's just very joyful, and we have to understand that people, not everyone's healing looks the same. So some people's physical body may not heal, but their mental, spiritual, and emotional body will heal. You know, so it's like everyone's healing looks different. So it's more important to just affirm that they are in a state of perfection and that allow everything else to come into alignment within that. We all have different contracts, Jewel. So, everyone's healing looks different.
Interesting. Would you say that emotions play a major part in the illnesses, that we kind of create our illnesses through our stress that we put on our body from our emotions?
Actually, our minds are our most powerful ally or adversary. So what we think in our minds, what we allow our minds to create, because make no mistake, our minds are the creator of our experience on earth. Every single experience we are having, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, is triggered and channeled through our minds. So we really need to be very vigilant at watching the thoughts that pass through our minds. So yes, absolutely, that's the truth.
Okay, good. Would you mind if we take a call right now?
No, not at all. Would you like me to give my website real quick, because I forgot to do that? But yeah, it's Kristen
White. Yes, please. Go right ahead.
I forgot to do that. It's KristenWhite33.com, and that's KristenWhite, W-H-I-T-E, 33. And my phone number is 314-724-8859. So,
and you can find her on Law of Attraction Radio Network, too, where all of her contact information is there, and it will link you directly to her site. So go there, and you can listen to all of our past shows, too. You know, wouldn't you say that all of the information when you're talking to people really applies to the entire audience?
I think that is absolutely true. You know, in Roman culture, they had this thing that was called a cliad. And what a cliad is that people in the community would go and pray in the temples and give an offering so that they would hear the answer to their prayer through the voice of a stranger. And so then they'd basically go back out into the courtyard, and they would eavesdrop until they would get an answer to whatever question they had in a temple. And that really builds on this whole concept that we are all channeling information for one another all the time. So I can channel at any moment your angel's jewel, or we can channel this caller, we can channel their spirit guides or their departed loved ones with a message for them. So we are always channels, and that these messages are always universal for everyone who's listening. So if something resonates with you, pay attention, because that information is meant for you.
Wow. Good, good, good. Okay, we have caller, area code 805. Are you on the line?
Hi,
code 805. Hi.
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm calling from California.
Hi,
and
Brenda.
Hi, Jules. I can tell how excited you are about the cruise. Wow. I'm excited that you're excited.
I know, I'm so excited.
I know, I wish I could go.
We can help you.
Okay, I'll email you.
All right.
I would like to ask if, and I'm not exactly sure how your readings are, but I've had so many physical things that have kept me from working for a couple years, and actually almost kind of feels like moving forward in life on many levels, rather it be relationships or work or just, in fact, engaging in life. And I feel a lot of that has broken free through a lot of different healing modality things I've been doing. And I would like to ask if I have any blocks in my field now, if we can release them, or what you think is best, or if you read my energy for me to deal with right now. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense. And just as you were talking, I did a scan of you, and I think that you're absolutely right. And what I feel was going on with you is, you know, we sometimes have karmic contracts, and so I feel like you were dealing with a lot of, it's like your cellular, your soul DNA. So you had brought forward some things from a past life that you just needed to clear and that they had manifested in your physical body. And it really feels like a lot of that cycle has moved away. Were you having these physical issues for about 6 years?
Well, I've been having them for a long time, but particularly the past 2 years. And even today, like I've been in bed all day, and here in California, it's like, I don't know, after 5 o'clock, and around 5 o'clock I could get out of bed, and it really felt like a heavy weight keeping me down. Today was a weird day. It felt like a heavy weight keeping me in bed, and I've dealt with having like a heavy energy on the backside of my body. It's actually about 4 to 6 inches away. It isn't on my actual physical body. It just feels like it's like a cement block holding me back, and that's kind of gotten better. And what comes to my mind too is I'm not like typically like a relationship type person, and I go, okay, I'm ready for a relationship now, and I'm ready to be moving forward now, and I'm ready to be. And kind of an exciting thing is I feel myself much more excited about life, much more excited about being on purpose. And that's been a really cool shift, but it also has kind of lit a fire underneath me. Like, I don't have time for this stuff holding me back now. I have things to do, and not that I know what those things are, by the way, but it's more of a feeling of I have things to do. This has to go now. I'm done.
I definitely feel like you are releasing it and that you will be moving through these cycles, and by the end of this year, I feel like a lot of this energy will have moved through you. There is a general sense of inflammation throughout your body. And I encourage you, have you ever done acupuncture?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. How did that work for you?
Not so well.
Well, it just feels like maybe just ask for more spiritual acupuncture, and how that would work is you can just invite in your guides, your angels. You can ask for the healing entities out of the Casa of John of God, because they'll come to anyone, any of you who are listening, and you can ask them to give you a spiritual surgery. And what that means is they will come in and they will realign your whole energy grid within your body. And also, I just feel like you're carrying around some pretty heavy cords. I again feel like this is a pretty strong past life issue. I see a lifetime where you were enslaved, and that you just had a lot of restrictions around that, where you didn't have a lot of freedom. It was a lot of physical labor, and it was very tiring to the body. And so it's part of you just visualizing breaking free of any kind of binds or restrictions. So you're in the right attitude. It's just going to take some time to kind of clear out a lot of these, I call them cords, where you just want to clear them off of the parts of the body. So you did a lot of work on the back. You know, you were a man in that lifetime, and you carried a lot of really heavy, like stones or, you know, carts, you know, with the rope. Like, I just really feel a lot of work. And so on a soul level, there is some exhaustion there.
Well, is there a proper way to ask? So I say, okay, well, this evening I will ask for a surgical or a spiritual surgery. Is there a proper way to ask? I mean,
I think that's it. You just did it. It's so simple. You know, we can have conversations with our guides and our angels in a very casual way. There's nothing formal to it. Just, it's all with our intention. So if you just say, Spirit, I am ready to be healed. I'm ready to be restored to my state of perfection now. My intention is to be completely healed, mind, body, spirit. Please, I surrender to this. Whatever it takes, whatever it looks like, I am open and willing to allow it to happen. Just like that.
Well, I like that it's easy. And will that kind of serve as an umbrella for different physical things? Because the other thing, besides the back thing, which has been getting way better, but what has gotten worse has been a real sensitivity to food, and just feeling so sick when I eat, so bloated when I eat, and just so and it feels, and I don't even know what the proper words are, it feels like something else besides myself. A very strange energy comes over me when I eat. And I went, wow. First, I'm grateful that I have the awareness of that. I appreciate that. But it feels, I don't know, like a starving kid in India or something. I'm not sure what it is. And that I've really noticed that that has really caused me a lot of problems the last 3 months.
You know, what happens is when we raise our vibration, we have increased sensitivities to everything, to sound, to foods, to all of this. So as you are going through this process, and I can tell you've been doing a lot of work, I just really sense you've been trying to do a lot of spiritual work in just getting yourself in alignment. And so these things come up not to challenge you, not to put you back, but to have awareness so that they can be cleared. And I think that this is one of those things. I don't think that you will ever be able to go back and eat what you've been eating. I feel like you do need to eat more high vibrational foods and to do some cleansing and some detoxing. Have you ever done any kind of internal cleansing or just
doing
like
it for years? For years. I mean, I even lived at a Optimum Health Institute place. I mean, that's been I eat so clean, and it doesn't matter if I'm eating clean or not eating clean. It is a very strange energy.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you bless your food before you eat it?
A lot of the time. I'm going to say 80% of the time, particularly if it is, I don't eat much meat, but if it's chicken or fish, I do. I definitely send out a thing of gratitude. And that was one of the things I actually noticed in my changing is I couldn't eat any chicken or fish unless I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because sometimes maybe you can just ask the food. See, a lot of this, I just feel like a lot of this with you is about just setting your intentions for these things to be in alignment, because many of them feel like they, and you already sense it and know it, they feel like they're past life issues that are coming to the fore to be cleaned, to be balanced, to be harmonized. And so that requires a dialogue. So just kind of, you know, get real specific to your guides and your angels and say, what exactly, you know, information and messages do I need to know now to bring this into alignment? And I think you're going to get an answer.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
I really appreciate that how simple when you made it, just, you know, telling me that, and they were coming up to be cleared, not to be some form of torture.
But that really is. It is so simple. Our relationship with the universe, with the guides, with the God source, is so simple. They're there. It's right there. They're there to help us, support us, facilitate us, assist us. We just have to ask through clear intention. And then the second piece of that is then to surrender.
And to
if you do those two things, to surrender,
and,
to say, mm-hmm.
And to surrender, and the reason I ask is because I've heard that term often, and I've wondered, did I surrender correctly? I thought I surrendered. Maybe I didn't. Is there a proper way to surrender? well, you know, you play this mental ping pong, and then you're like, well, maybe what I did was good. I don't know. If you were to be in a state of surrender, what is going on in your head?
Well, one of my spiritual teachers, who is a Tibetan monk, would say nothing. Nothing is going on in your head.
Yeah.
So, you know, surrender is to detach. See, you're struggling with attachments. Okay, you have attachments. You have attachments from these past lives. You have attachments in this life. Okay, so what that means is to detach, is to allow it to look however it looks. Through your intentions to say, I release this completely, and then I just return to my state of non-preference. You know, life is easier for those of us who have no preferences. So instead of, you know, we're so goal-oriented in our society. Oh, I need to go to this goal or that goal or achieve this or move towards this. And those are all forms of attachments. Do you kind of understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I actually have experienced that with people. When I have no attachment with people, it makes life a lot better.
And that's what I'm saying. So even look at these illnesses. And I don't even like to use that word. I'd really like to say these challenges. And I encourage you in meditation to have a conversation with them and say, what is the nature of this experience in my life? Why are you here? What lesson do you have for me to learn? I am open and receptive to hearing. Have a dialogue with the health challenge and see what it has to tell you.
Okay. And I will also do that at the spiritual surgery. Tonight.
Yes, and just ask the entities.
Actually, I think you kind of mentioned maybe I just did by mentioning it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that the minute that we ask, we receive a healing. We don't even have to wait. There's no criteria for our healing. If our intention is that we are healed, in that moment we are healed.
Oh, well, that's the fastest dial-up service we could imagine.
Exactly. Because our state of healed perfection already exists. So all we need to do is connect to it.
Oh.
We just have to connect to, we already exist in our perfection. We just need to deny the illness and just connect to the healing. You're already healed.
Okay.
All this illness is really, I mean, on a deeper level, it's just an illusion.
Okay.
Okay?
Wonderful. I am so thrilled to be able to connect with you on Jewel's show today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Both of you.
Blessing.
Bye, Jewels.
Bye. Hey, Brenda.
Yes.
Send me an email. Let's get you on board, that energy transformation.
I will
could
send an email.
That's the ticket.
I will. I'll expect one from me tonight.
Okay, good. Send
Thank
me
you.
One. All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Kristen, you were talking about high vibrational foods. What are high vibrational foods? What's some of the stuff or the foods that we could be eating that will energize us?
A high vibrational food is a food that is living. It's a living food. So it's probably organic. It's anything that nourishes the body. A lot of water. Water is a high vibrational food. They've done a lot of studies where you x-ray foods, you know, foods that are highly processed, you know, like corn flakes or that have high fructose corn syrup, like those don't have energy for the body. So what you really want to go for is things that are as close to living as possible. So that would be like fruits, vegetables, whole grains. You know, again, I talked about water, and the body is, 89-90% water. So there's a really wonderful scientist, Dr. Emoto. Did you ever see his book, What the Bleep? You know, he talks about, charge our water. And at John of God's Casa, they have blessed water. So, you know, we always want to bless our food and bless our water and bring those energies into our body to kind of give us the optimum health that's available.
Oh, it's interesting that we bless our food. You know, we always did that, the prayer before, but now it's clicking in because the food has water in it, so that you're blessing it, you're in putting in a lot of love, and that's going to be coming back. That makes a lot of sense. I didn't even think of that before.
Yeah, but it really does make a difference. So if you put that energy, everything comes down to intention. So how do you bless your food? You just ask that your food be blessed. I intend that this food be blessed, you know, for the highest purity, the highest nutritional value from the highest source. You know, it's just really simple. You just use this intentional structure just to navigate your life. And then that just puts you in the flow.
What about, there's that talk about eggs and chickens especially out here in California, we just had a major thing on our voting at the last election for free or the treatment of animals, like chickens and eggs and everything. And, you know, I can imagine that they are producing really stressful eggs that we ingest into our body. Would that be correct?
Well, I think that there is no question that the stress, you know, Buddhists believe this, and that's why they're vegetarians, that the stress that an animal feels creates a vibration in the food. I mean, that is a documented belief in many spiritual cultures. But you can also, through your prayer and your intention, ask that the suffering or the vibration of that be released from the food and that it only provide the highest nourishment. And, in fact, that realigns the vibration of the food.
Ooh, very interesting. Oh, this is fascinating. So could that be a reason for some of the weight gain that people have?
Absolutely. People gain weight when they are holding negative energy. So if you are in an environment that is stressful, you will gain weight. It's really an interesting phenomenon. A lot of people who carry a fair amount of weight, Doreen Virtue talks about this, are actually incarnated angels. So they carry that angelic vibration. They've decided to come down to this earth to serve others. And what happens is they end up gaining a lot of weight because they are confused what that service looks like. You know, so they attract, you know, situations that are maybe abusive or out of balance or energetically draining, and so they gain all this weight to protect themselves. And so the higher expression of that is to serve all as opposed to serving one. And people gain weight when they're in these negative situations because that is how they protect the body and protect that inner part, that inner soul.
Oh, wow. That is fascinating. Oh, that makes so much sense.
Well, there's actually a really wonderful affirmation to that helps with losing weight, you know, because I lost 50 pounds out of my spiritual practice, and I use the affirmation, I am unburdened. I am unburdened, and I did it every day, you know, several times a day, and it just helped me lighten up. It really works. I just said, things that don't belong to me, I'm not going to carry them. So because we so often carry other people's burdens in addition to our own. That's why we have back pain. That's why we have weight gain. That's why we have all of these issues that don't even necessarily have a defined physical source. But it's just this emotional energy that, like, burdens the body.
Wow. So if people have, like, skin rashes, then they are kind of manifesting outward. This is what I keep on picking up, because I'm a hypnotherapist and people come to me to, you know, get rid of their, you know, skin problems that the doctors can't get rid of and all of that mentally, because the doctors are saying you've got a problem with your mind. So so it's really they are manifesting their emotions outward, and it's kind of like eating them up into all of the skin rashes, right?
Well, I actually think rashes are a hypersensitivity to the modern world that we live in. Like some people, it's just our world is so accelerated. It's so intense that people are just literally inflamed from the inside out. So a rash is a response to the dynamic of the modern world that we live in. And so someone who had a rash, I would strongly suggest that they meditate to kind of calm down the body, to allow for more silence. There's a wonderful book by Louise Hay that's a classic, and it's been around for a long time. It's called You Can Heal Your Life. And it has a dictionary of illnesses and their emotional connection in the back.
Yeah. And that's my Bible, but some of these people are not into it, so I have to be careful. But at the same time, you're making sense. That makes a lot of sense. So you were talking about that this is a high-intensity period for many people, and we are manifesting it out because we don't know what to do with it. And meditation is enough to calm everyone down, which is hypnosis, by the way. That's exactly what hypnosis is. It's meditation. It's deep relaxation. So what else can they do? I mean, can they go to energy specialists? What do you recommend?
Well, first of all, I think that everyone needs to recognize that their lifetime at this moment is an amazing gift from the universe. Like every single one of us on the planet right now is here as a gift because of the amount of energy that is going on is unprecedented in the history of mankind. And so they don't call it, you know, they call this Earth School. So we are here to allow the evolution of our souls. And we do that through our relationship to others, through the choices that we make, through our intentions. And so when we're here right now, we have a tremendous opportunity with the energy that's present to evolve our souls to their highest expression, should we choose to accept that invitation. So for every single person, to answer your question, Jewel, that's going to be a different expression of their soul. So what I would do is use your intention in meditation to learn what is my soul's highest path during this time of transition, and have a dialogue and keep a journal close by and do some automatic writing. What is the highest use of my soul's energy at this time to be in alignment with the vibration that's going on the planet right now? And you will be surprised. You have a wise sage inside of you with your spirit, with your higher self. So if you start a conversation with it, it will respond to you and tell you exactly how each person, each unique person, can express in a way that maximizes the availability for their soul to evolve at this time.
Now, some people, actually, they have a contract that they will not, like if they have cancer, some people do die.
Yes, we all die.
You know, exactly, and it's not a failure, it's just part of life. But so how some people, it's part of their contract, so it's just something that they agreed to go and to die of cancer. That might be affecting or helping other people around them to learn more spiritual. What is the reason? The reason why I'm asking is we've had all of these deaths, you know, in the media, like Farrah Fawcett, who had tried so hard to get healed, and nothing worked, although she did extend it out. I'm just wondering, what's your take? How are we supposed to look at that?
Well, first of all, around this vibration, you've heard of 2012, there are going to be a lot of people leaving the planet because the shift in the vibration is moving us in a totally new direction. And so people who choose not to hold that vibration, the new vibration, or are unable to, or their contract, like you said, is simply up, they'll just be leaving. So, and it's not that they're leaving because there's something wrong, it's just that the energy of the universe that supported them will no longer exist because we're moving to a new energetic paradigm. Okay, so people will be departing. It's part of the natural law, the natural cycle. Okay, but the other thing that's true about that is that you have to understand that even life as we know it, and I said this before, is an illusion. So our loved ones who pass on, they haven't really gone anywhere. They're just existing in another dimension. They call it the other side of the veil. So sometimes, let's say in a family, a father passes on, and what that father does is because they're able to support his child or his wife more effectively on the other side of the veil by energetically being in that dimension. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's so much larger than we view it from our superstitious, fearful viewpoint that, oh, death means you're gone forever. That's just simply not the case. We're all energy. We simply just transmute our physical experience into a spiritual or vibration one. The energy doesn't go anywhere. The energy of our spirit just moves to a different dimension. But it still supports us. It's always there and available to really be there in a powerful and dynamic way for the people that are still on the earth plane.
So they, around 2012, people are always talking about DNA changing. And is that because of the intensity of the energy that's coming to us, that we have to have the DNA change for us to live in it?
No, I don't think that's the truth. You know, Greg Braden has written a lot of books about 2012, and he is really an expert on this. So I don't understand this completely, and I'm not an expert in this area. But I think it's more about, and I talk about, it's our spiritual DNA that shifts. And that the shifts that are coming with 2012, it's like an astrological aspect. The shifts are happening long before 2012. Like they're happening now. You know, so when we have like an eclipse, you know, you'll have the effects of a lunar eclipse months before it happens and then another month, several months after. It's the same thing with this 2012. You know, in the years leading up to it, we're already feeling the shift right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
So we're already changing, but I think it's from the inside. It's an internal shift, not an external shift. I don't think that the world's going to end. We're not going to have, like, you know, catastrophes. We're going to have internal shifts of quantum proportions, just the way we believe and know and see things. I mean, I think one of those things is people are really going to open up intuitively and, you know, have that deeper connection that we already have. That sixth sense will become as commonplace as the other five.
How wonderful. You know, we have run out of time. We've got like 27 seconds left, but I got to tell you, this is fascinating. I need you to come back on and talk some more, but everybody go listen to her show. She's phenomenal. She has the good news before. She starts every show off with good news. You got it. She's so perfect for Law of Attraction Radio Network. I'm so glad you're on. So, Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And to all the listeners, we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kristen.
Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.